Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Isaac?
Yes.
How are you today, sir?
I'm middling.
Well, I'm calling you from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, Isaac, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president in Congress in 2024? Definitely, probably, 50-50, or you're not going to vote?
Definitely.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
84.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You can
10.
Use 10, okay. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, not all closely.
Very closely.
Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
So you're satisfied, okay. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, big business and corporate price gouging and greed?
Big business.
Big business, okay. Now, let me read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each one, please rate them on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on it, okay? 10, extremely important. 5, somewhat. 0, not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Let me read the first issue. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling. How important is that from 0 to 10?
10.
What about ensuring our brothers, our borders are secure?
10.
Creating more jobs and raising wages?
10.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination?
10.
Reducing crime?
10.
Making housing more affordable?
10.
Switching gears a little bit, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Priscilla Thompson reports.
Somewhat or what? I didn't get that.
Would you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100, you feel very warm and favorable. 0, very cold and unfavorable about them, okay? 50, neither cold neither warm. Okay, let me read the first one. Joe Biden, how would you rate your feelings from 0 to 100?
90.
What about Donald Trump?
5.
Okay, what about, have you heard of Black PAC, P-A-C?
No, I haven't.
Okay, what about Marianne Williamson?
Have not.
What about Tim Scott?
Have.
How would you rate your feelings towards Tim Scott from 0 to 100?
50.
What about MAGA Republicans?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Let me ask you, which candidate did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
About the same, okay. Let me read to you two statements. Please tell me which one you agree with more. First statement, some people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. The other statement says, other people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taking away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
Last.
The last one, okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about President Biden and his administration are doing? Have you heard a lot, read some, seen a little, or nothing at all?
Read some.
Some, okay. What you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Yeah.
Somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more favorable, is that correct?
Favorable, yes.
Okay. Now, I do thank you, really, I do thank you for helping me complete the survey, okay? Just one more minute, okay? I want to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Is that very important? Somewhat? Not very important. Not all important.
Very important.
Established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Very important, somewhat. Not all important.
Very important.
Make the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans. Expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Very important, somewhat, not very, not all important.
Very important.
Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Very important, somewhat, not very important at all.
Very important.
Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes,
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Let me read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 somewhat convincing reason, and 10, and 0, I'm sorry, not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. Let me read the first one. Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought so long for. We cannot stand by and as they try to take us backwards. It is our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. How convincing is that? That statement.
How convincing?
Yes, from 0 to 10. What would you rate it? From 0 to 10. The next statement says gun violence is getting worse and taking away a heavy toll on our communities and young people. But MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get and carry a gun without a permit. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns. How convincing is that at 0 to 10?
10.
Great. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0, not motivated at all. 10, extremely motivated. You can use any number between 0 and 10. How motivated are you?
10.
10. Awesome. What stood out to you the most from the arguments that you just heard?
The argument about racism and all of that stuff that goes along with
it. Which one was it? I'm sorry?
The racism argument.
Okay.
Yes.
Racism and white supremacy rising.
Right.
Okay. Just 1 second. Racism. Okay, great. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Radio ads. Did you
somewhat. Read?
It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay. What about mailers?
Yeah, somewhat.
Text messages.
Somewhat.
So would that be yes or no?
Yes.
Someone canvassing neighborhood.
Oh, let's see. What choice do I have now? What is it?
Someone canvassing your neighborhood. You know, they come out to the neighborhood and they just...
I know, but I forgot my choices.
Okay. If you heard anything like this, in a way to contact you in the midterm campaign season of 2022, was someone canvassing your neighborhood?
Yes.
Phone calls. Did someone call you?
Yes.
Social media, internet ads.
Yes, TV and all that, yes.
TV ads, okay. Did somebody come over and knock on your door?
No.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
And thinking about the neighborhood that you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
More than half.
More than half. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you very much. We are complete with the survey. Thank you. And have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.